Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Seemed like a collective exhale
yesterday, Alan, as now President Joe Biden has taken the helm as the 46th president of the United States. In his inaugural address, he urged people to come together to heal a nation left deeply divided by a tumultuous 4 years in fighting a fierce coronavirus pandemic. He declared that democracy has prevailed as he took the oath at the U.S. Capitol. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris, the first Black American and first woman of South Asian descent to hold the nation's second highest office. Your thoughts on the inauguration of the 46th president yesterday?
Well, David, what happened was Trump got out, and the minute he got out, there seemed to be a quiet. It's interesting. It's as if Trump hasn't existed. Of course, he's been taken off social media, and people have said this potential despot who could have brought this country into fascism is gone, but it's as if he never was there. It's amazing, and I have a feeling we're going to see more of that as time goes on. And in comes Biden, and he signs this host of executive orders, all of which, David, get to the terrible malfeasance of Trump. He says again and again that we are going to be dealing with COVID. Everybody should wear a mask. And I'm going to put my whole being into making sure that people don't get sick. We see reports this morning that the Proud Boys are turning on Trump and calling him a dismal failure. The right-wing nut jobs who have done so much to destroy this country now, of course, are turning on their own just as Trump turns on everybody, just as he turned on McConnell, just as he turned on Pence, just as he turned on virtually everybody. In the meantime, he puts out a list of pardons enough to make your skin crawl of his cronies and friends and political operatives who were with him as he worked his malice on this country. So it was a great day. And then in the evening, a wonderful concert. You know, it was fantastic. The singers were great. Kamala Harris is just an extraordinary person. Infused with her words is the idea that we can have some fun. She smiles and she does what she has to do to put the American people at ease. And she was terrific. She gave a great talk, and she is the look of the future for this country. You know, it's one thing to talk about women and women's rights, and it's all very important, but the fact that she's there, the fact that she is showing that women in this country are equal, and you know what? A lot of people think she is the president in waiting. We know that Biden said that he would only serve one term, David. And, of course, I would think that if things go well, she will be the presidential candidate for the second term if Biden doesn't run a second time. But in any case, it's great to have her there, and I think she's one of the big stories of this whole transition.
And how about that other young African-American woman, Amanda Gorman, the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history? She read The Hill We Climb. I got goosebumps. My wife and I stood up and applauded in the living room after she was done. It was remarkable.
That's right. This whole affair yesterday was filled with symbolism, filled with wonderful ideas about an African-American young poet, and so much that was thought of. I didn't see anything, David, that I thought was problematic in the whole thing. This thing had really been thought through. I think one thing we're seeing with Biden, different from Trump, is that Biden is able to delegate and delegate effectively, and knowing who to trust and having a cadre of people who have been with him for many years. And the whole thing was just beautiful and seamless. And, you know, as an older guy myself, I got to tell you, I was pretty impressed with the kind of day that Biden put in from early morning to late at night. It shows that age is just a number and that Biden's doing what he has to do.
Yeah, and he made it very clear that we face a number of crises ahead of us, most notably the COVID-19 pandemic. We have injustice. He pointed out white supremacy and domestic terrorism is another front we're fighting on. He talked about climate change and, of course, all that with relief for Americans who are suffering. But it was remarkable, Alan, that this level of civility seemed to set in over the Capitol yesterday, including with people like Mitch McConnell.
You know, David, Mitch McConnell showed that beneath that gruff and very horrible exterior comes, you know, the idea that, hey, I've been unhappy about this all this time, but I had to do what I had to do to survive. Well, too bad. There comes a point where survival should be secondary to doing what's right. And a lot of people quit, and a lot of people did what was right. McConnell had to protect his majority in the Senate. He doesn't have that anymore. He has a certain amount of relief. And speaking of relief, David. So many of us were standing there watching this inauguration or listening on WAMC, which is where I was. And what in the world could possibly account for the fact that a grown man of 79 years of age would all of a sudden, out of nowhere, feel tears coming out of his eyes? And I have a feeling I wasn't alone. I mentioned it on my 2 o'clock appearance with the great Ray Graff, and an awful lot of people called and said, hey, I was crying too.
Yeah, and you know, Biden went even further yesterday. He told the 1,000 political appointees during a virtual swearing-in ceremony at the White House that, I am not joking when I say this. If you ever work with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I will fire you on the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's an about-face from the prior administration.
I would say so, where hate and all of the malevolence that we can summon, that part of all people, which is not good. The idea for that president, and I don't even talk about him anymore, was I can convince people that I'm their guy because I am such a hater. And the exact opposite comes out with Joe Biden yesterday, and I was so struck by those remarks that he made to those 1,000 people. He set the tone. He said, we're going to be a different kind of government, and we're going to respect people, and we're going to like people, and that's the way that it's going to be. So you had this wonderful moment, but you also had an insight into Biden's toughness. Pretty impressive, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Ellen Chartok.